Okay, we'll go back now to, we have two cases under advisement to act on this evening. The first one is case number 9962, Mr. Kelly's case. Okay.
Yep. I think it's way past time that something be done as far as
a decision.
Anytime there's an addition, up, down, sideways, there should be a site plan, and it should go to planning and zoning. We've heard a lot of these cases, these problems. In fact, case number 10,006, the same way. And it's always been a problem. And
so you're saying that anytime they have an addition, the site plan should go to the zoning department?
Zoning to make sure that they understand, yeah. That's probably why Newcastle County does it. And I think it's a good idea.
Okay, I'll take that up with the director. At your request? Is that your request, sir? Anyone?
That's my opinion.
Okay. I agree with it.
Mr. King? Mr. Workman?
It'll help.
I mean, anytime you build a house, you got to have one. And it goes before you all, right?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It does.
Well,
we don't see the plans.
It's not a bad idea.
Well,
I think where the real confusion comes in is, we hear the steps that have encroached and that kind of thing, which is a minor infraction. But many times now we've heard, we're a non-conforming property where they're building up in the same footprint, and nobody, nobody's there to inform the applicant that requires a variance. Granted, the county puts the onus on the owner.
Correct.
But I'm not so sure that I wouldn't make that same mistake.
I'm trying to think of what percentage of this would possibly make them bring all that information into another department. See, it's going to another department.
I understand.
Now I've got to justify something like that when I start speaking about it,
mm-hmm.
coming into, and if it's not in percentages, or some number that would justify more work put on the zoning inspectors. Because what would happen is that once they issue something, before they issue it, they would bring the plans into that inspector in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if that inspector is in that day or in the morning, let's say they are required now to be in from 8:30 and try and get out of there by 10:30 per my instructions, if they came in the afternoon, then they'd have to be there and come back the next day because the inspectors are on the road, okay, from 10:30 supposedly out doing inspections. Now, how would that work when they came? See, now they come to the counter, they get it.
Well, I would ask the question, how does it work in Newcastle County?
Well, that's the question I was trying to ask tonight, and I'll give you an example to know that, and I didn't bring that then. And when I had the house fire in 2002, okay, I had a contractor out of Newcastle County who was Construction Limited who came down and did that.
Right.
Oh, okay, we had the one wall left. He kept that one side up so we could be in the same footprint. He came. Well, I came over first because I didn't know what I had to do either, even sitting here. And I met with,
right.
and they set me down. The contractor came over himself. We were 6 weeks before we even started, and he came over and got all the necessary stuff. So he's a contractor in Newcastle County who come down here, but yet he knew what to do. And I just flipped it back. That was my question. Like if a man has his own business, he does a construction business in Newcastle, then he comes down and builds one. I had that happen to me then. And so the fellow did it. He knew to come get and go the permit. So we had the wall. We came back and went down the van. Van met was out on the lot. And I think at that time I had Bud. We moved on the lot when we went through all that. It's a person, the people behind the counter in defense of them, the people behind the counter is only as good as what.
Oh, I understand.
What we make them. So I didn't know what to do, the fellow, I had, he come and asked for them. I mean, he knew what he had to do because I didn't know what was going to be required. I wanted to keep what I had. So we kept one wall just to study it, tore it right down to that width. And I said, here's what I got to have. I'll go ask. Well, first they came over and I said, Jen, I got to put windows in. I'm going to have to have drywall, do this. I don't know what I'm going to do. So they went and they tore everything out. So I got two permits. We hadn't started. And then finally, the guy said, no, we're going to have to tear it all down. So that's what we did. So,
but if you,
I see what you're saying at the same time.
If you didn't have a contractor to ask those questions for you. If you were building it yourself.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of the building, you know.
But if you got a fellow that does construction, he should already know that. I mean, whichever county, you got to know the basics. What does it take when you go in? You should go in and ask somebody at the same time. If it's any individual. You know, if you come over, just say he's an individual, you come in, you want to build something. Here's what I want to build. I mean, you're going to be as honest as you can because you don't really know. I'm not saying people's dishonest. But it's a two-way street. You know, those people, we got to have to help them there.
Right.
But we got something got to be done, though, too. I can see what you're saying.
I would, you know, if I was going to add on to my home.
Right.
Okay. And if I was going to add out on the first floor.
Okay.
And I saw the building permit setback requirements, then I would question it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But if
right.
I've got a house that's sitting there already and I'm going to add a second story to it,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be a legitimate assumption that it would be, you know, you're going to be safe in going up.
Okay, but now you answered the question there, which makes sense. You've already got a house and you want to put on a second floor, and that makes sense. But here, if you got a home and you're getting into it, you want to save a wall in the back and you want to tear the front out and I'm going to add drywalls and I want to do windows. And then the next thing I think, oh, well, I need more bedrooms. I'm going to go up because my family's going to expand. You all this, you know, you're taking into consideration. So you've gone from
right.
Getting one size, you're building a whole pie. So you've actually taken three steps. So nobody can help you if you can't help them, right?
And that
was the difference between these
two. There's some uniqueness in this case. I mean,
right, that's what I mean.
First place, you know, for all intended purposes, he built a new home.
Yeah, you got a new home here. It's basically what you got.
Yeah, once that wall,
this come right out with it, right?
Whether it been once that wall fell down or
whatever,
it was a major project.
Right, and ended up being a major
now,
project.
The 15 years I've been in the field, I can tell you, been in this business, I can tell you what it all boils down to is just the applicant is not thinking. He just does not, or that person does not come in. And I often say to him, I say, now, if you went to New Castle County, or you went to Kent County, would you just start building, or would you say, what are the rules here? What do I have to do? This is rule 9 out of 10 times, and they'll say, geez, I know, I made a mistake. I should have asked, or I should have done this. And you find that constantly, and you find it in a normal day of work also, a normal day of someone building without a permit, period.
Right.
Other than getting into the specifics, like you said, this is a unique situation where the applicant should have checked with planning and zoning, and he did admit that.
Mm-hmm.
And that right away would have given him a sign that said, gee whiz, you know, if you go up here now, this means that you got to meet the setbacks that are required for that zoning. Okay, so that means all your non-conforming setbacks are null and void. Now, you do have a case, you know, you do have
I'm trying to work it out in my mind. Yeah, and I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But the fact that we do have, this isn't the only case that, you know, in the last 15 years that's happened. There have been numerous cases.
And I can remember quite a few of them, yes.
And there should be a way because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, to err is human. And to offer and to issue a CO when setback requirements aren't met is an error on the other side of the fence. Okay?
Ignorance is not.
It puts us in a compromising situation that we're a bad guy if we deny it. It could be avoided if certain people didn't make a mistake. So I guess what I'm suggesting is that most of them could be avoided if there was the requirement of a site plan for an addition.
Well, you know, the only problem I have, John, with that is how far do we go? I mean,
well, if you know, your inspectors.
We're doing everything, almost everything right now. I mean, for the applicant, I mean, we, We try to bring them along. We try to tell them where to look. We try to tell them. And I think most of the people that have built in Sussex County will say that. It's the easiest place in the world to get a permit and to build something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think if we start, like you said, maybe, I mean, I'll bring this up, definitely bring this up.
Maybe it's just a matter of communication between the departments, because it sounds like...
Could be.
If just for building code, a red flag went up automatically on any addition, and they, you know, tell the applicant, hey, you know, you want to go over and make sure that you're meeting the setbacks. You know, go check. And
that could possibly, but now that I could see something like
maybe
that.
Maybe somehow have them sign off on it that, okay, I understand this is my responsibility. That way, you know, they're at least put on notice that I do understand that, you know.
Well, I can sit down with our director and talk that over, and other departments, Ed, Eddie, and the rest of them. That's my job. Mm-hmm. And I'd be glad to throw that out on the table and see what kind of reaction and, you know what I mean, and report back to you on the 10th and let you know exactly how they felt about that. Now, I don't know, you know, I don't know building codes, you know, procedures, so to speak, really, like Van does. I mean, but,
you know, if we refused to approve any of these encroachments, you know, I've heard, you know, well, it costs more money, it takes more time, the, you know, constituents would be upset with their councilman.
Right.
Well, if we started denying all these, constituents would also be upset with their councilman.
Right.
So it goes both ways.
And so you're in a no-win situation until we straighten out the procedures and that's a known fact, that you could, you know, be good at not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you would like me to do that, and the board's in consensus for that, I would definitely take that up with our director and the other two department heads.
That would be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
Right. So.
That hasn't been said. Any more discussion?
It's obviously.
I think some. If I could just comment for a minute, Mr. Mills and Mr. Chairman and mm-hmm. the rest of the board. I think that the applicant has made some mistakes. I think he came from a place where he didn't know the rules were played here, so to speak, played. But I think the applicant, when he finally found out that that's not the way we do things in Sussex County, he admitted that he was in error.
Right.
That I think he admitted to you tonight that he made some errors in judgment. Okay. Hmm. And we all do that.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So with that said, and I don't think he'll even put up a shed without checking somewhere this time.
I'd be inclined to feel that we should approve it.
You making that a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9962, as I don't think it's going to essentially the character of the neighborhood. At this point, would be a minimum to afford relief. This is as strong as I go with it, because the rest doesn't quite meet that standard.
Right. Okay, do I have a second to that motion? Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9962. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved. Okay, the next one under advisement.